The Honourable Thief, written by Megan Wilson Anastasius and read by Alan King. The man sat on a rush-bottom chair, long legs crossed and extended in front of him. He leant back against the lime-washed stone wall and waited. A lifetime of experience had taught him the value of patience. Feline eyes squinting in the midday sunlight. He held a hand-rolled cigarette between two spider-leg fingers and lifted it to his lips, inhaling deeply, then exhaling, watching the whirls of smoke twirl towards the ceiling. Something caught his eye in the crowd outside. There, leaning forward, the man took stock of an approaching couple. They couldn't be more obvious if they had a neon sign above their heads, he thought to himself. With a swift move, he snuffed out his cigarette and leapt to his feet, whipping around and shouting over his shoulder,
"Yilmaz! Come!"
From the back of the shop came a sudden thud and the soft shoe shuffle of leather soles on stone paving. His assistant swept back the beaded curtain and stumbled into the sulphurous light, betrayed by his bleary eyes. It wasn't the first time Yilmaz had sought refuge from the stuffy, shoebox-sized shop by indulging in a nap on the cushiony piles of kilims and carpets in the back storeroom. He stood blinking, bracing for the expected onslaught.
"İlhan Bey, I'm sorry. The inventory, it's difficult. There are many artifacts I don't..."
"Shush. It doesn't matter now. Time to test what you have learnt out there."
İlhan Aslan tilted his chin towards the two foreigners negotiating their way through the lunchtime melee in the open square.
"Quickly, what did you see?"
The 16-year-old boy sidled towards the plate glass window and peered out.
"Tailored clothes, very well cut. And his Panama, from a milliner, made to measure. Her heels, she can't walk far in those. They came in a car. No parking nearby, so it was a chauffeured one. Money, lots of it. They are wealthy."
Unsatisfied, İlhan clipped the boy over the back of the head.
"You're wasting my time. Anyone can see that. I need more, quickly. Where are they from?"
The boy squinted, taking stock.
"Lipstick red, too much makeup, and long fingernails painted red. Her dress flashy, she wants to be noticed, admired. His suit, blue, linen, new, open-neck shirt, but not Savile Row, no tie. And he walks with a swagger. Certainly not British. Italian? No, too tall, and too broad. And she has that blonde hair, but they are not pale enough for Germans.